USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We pledge the full support of the federal government through every step of the rebuilding process.
President Trump in Fayetteville, North Carolina, talking about the rebuilding effort in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. He tells the huge crowd at the Keep America Great Again rally.
And I will say, North Carolina in our country probably got hit the hardest. That was a little bit of a surprise. But I know one thing about North Carolina. You can take it and you'll build it quickly and you'll build it beautifully and you'll be back sooner than anybody ever thought.
And he goes on to tell the crowd.
I've just come from a meeting with North Carolina officials representing communities hit by Hurricane Dorian. And I express the unwavering solidarity of the American people. We are behind you 100%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Taking a look now at your money, the Dow gaining 38 points to close at 26,835, the NASDAQ down 15 points, the S&P 500 down less than a point. Staying with the economy now, a look at the price you pay at the pump. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us it's been 8 straight weeks of declining prices at the pump.
Average gas prices in the last week fell just a penny per gallon, with the national average falling to $2.56, its 8th consecutive weekly decline. Average gas prices now stand 11 cents lower than 1 month ago and 29 cents lower than last year.
Some good news to report as the Coast Guard rescuing 4 men trapped on board a cargo ship called the Golden Ray, a day after it turns over on its side. This happening on the St. Simon Sound off the coast of Brunswick, about 80 miles south of Savannah, Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With lawmakers back in session on Capitol Hill, a Republican senator has a request from President Trump about gun control. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
A key Republican U.S. senator wants President Trump to show his cards when it comes to what he'd approve when it comes to gun reform. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri saying,
"We're not going to vote on bills on the Senate floor that the president's not willing to sign. The president needs to step up here and set some guidelines for what he would do."
Blunt was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will only call bills to the floor for a vote that he knows the president will sign.
So will Congress get anything done this session? USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look.
Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill and in session after 6 weeks of district work. I had a chance to catch up with Beverly Hallberg. She's the president of District Media Group, and she tells me a lot of times Congress is maligned and made fun of for their lack of work, but in reality,
it's a rigorous schedule, and I can say that just seeing that firsthand and working with many members on the Hill is that they do work often 6 or 7 days a week. Of course, the common thing that you hear individuals say is they only work 3 days a week because that's when they're in D.C., when Congress is in session. The days that they are here, they're not just working 9 to 5. Votes often go into the evening. And then they're going back to their district to not only work in the district office.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.